Hello and welcome to the first episode of Why Should Your Team Win? Today is June 27th, 2022, and I'm going to tell you right now, the Colorado Avalanche are the Stanley Cup champions. You know, I live in Belgium and there's not a big hockey market here. So I have to wake up at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning to catch these games most of the time. So I was screaming yes as loud and quietly as I could at 4:30 this morning. When Lehkonen scored that goal, I was listening to it on the radio in my earbuds. And when he scored, I started like shaking and freaking out. My wife thought I was having a seizure. She said, if you do that again, you got to go to the couch. So 10 minutes left of the third period, I moved to the couch. Wow, what a run, what a season. It's so many emotions. Watching Landy finally lift that cup, handing it to EJ right away. We all cried. Cogues had it next. McKinnon finally lifting it. Just watching all the boys that worked so hard all season. This playoff run was just unreal. I knew during that St. Louis series, no team could beat Colorado two games in a row. And I was saying it all playoff to anyone who would listen to me, which is one or two people, because I have no one to talk hockey with. I said nobody can beat this team two times in a row. So luckily this Stanley Cup playoff coincided with my trip to America. It was the first time in years because of the pandemic. I was able to watch the games in real time, and I was able to get some non-hockey fans to watch the game with me and cheer them on. Shout out to Vince in Salt Lake City, who watched game 4 of Edmonton. You know, that was so exciting to watch. And also shout out to Mikey and that guy I met at the sushi restaurant who turned ESPN on his phone. And we watched the Avs win it in overtime, game 3. Just amazing moments. I'm glad. You know, obviously my team won. I've been following them since 2010. You know, been there for the heartbreaks, the Duchesne trade, the highs and lows. You know, I've been saying for the last 3 years, you know, Colorado's going to win it. And the heartbreaking losses, you know, in the playoffs. But here we are. Stanley Cup championships. And I want to tell you why they should win, and they have won. Just, you know, my favorite midseason acquisition, Lehkonen, Arturi Lehkonen. Mr. Clutch, obviously. 3 game winners, you know, in the biggest games, biggest moments, just to come alive. It's something else. It really is. You know, when it came, you know, mid-season trades, when we were figuring out who to keep, who to toss, whatever. Not toss, but, you know, I remember Compher came up, and I was like, oh, no, not Compher. And they got rid of Jost. We say Jost here in Belgium. They got rid of Jost, gave him to Minnesota for Sturm. You know, I love Jost. He went to my school, UND. Shout out to UND. And you know, he only played 1 year at UND. He should have played another. And, you know, we all had high expectations for him for the Avs. But when you join that Avs team, everyone is so good. And, you know, I wanted to see more from him. He didn't really live up to some expectations, but he did. He was a contributor. He was a grinder. Too bad he didn't lift the cup with them. But good luck to him in Minnesota. Jeez, it's just so great. You know, like I said, living in a country with no hockey market, really, I had to follow some blogs. I looked up some YouTubes, so I found that hockey guy a few years ago, and that's exactly what I wanted. Just the cut and dry, no nonsense, no jibber jabber, just breakdowns of the game. And then through the hockey guy, I found some podcasts to listen to, and I stumbled into DNVR. This year, for the first time following them, how exciting it was, you know, and following them, those, I feel so amateur as a hockey fan compared to those guys. They know every nook and cranny of the game, all the salary cap, the trading, the this and that, and the, you know, all the technical side of the game. And it's been a pleasure to watch them last night and this morning. But for me, I think why my team should win. They're champions now. But, you know, just the last 4 years, the 2016-2017 season, we all know as diehard Avs fans, we've been through the ringer. We've gone from worst and now we're first. And it's just so awesome. And yes, I did cry. I cried. And my wife, she has zero interest in hockey, but even she turned to me in bed, was like, I hope your team wins. And then when, of course, she heard me quietly, loudly scream, yes, she came into the living room and gave me a hug and asked about the game. And it was just special. I'm glad she pretends to care that I love hockey so much. Okay, I'm going to close out this episode, just keep it short. Just so happy for Landy, best captain in the league. So happy for McKinnon. You know, he finally won shit. And oh, Cale Makar, are you kidding me? All hail Cale. Congrats on the Norris. Congrats on the Conn Smythe. Just, I can't wait to... I mean, is this a dynasty? I don't want to jinx it. I know it's the hardest cup or hardest trophy to win. Hats off to Tampa. You guys are usually my number one, number two team in the East anyway, so it was a hard-fought battle for you guys. We were just the better team. And good luck, Stammer and all those guys. You guys had a hell of a series, a hell of a playoff run. You guys got two rings. You know, not too shabby. Love the hockey community. Love you guys. And next week, gonna have another fan telling me why their team should win. So tune in. Love you. Bye.